This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The dispute over Ukraine's status and its growing alignment with U.S.-led NATO will be at the center of President Vladimir Putin's video meeting Tuesday with U.S. President Joe Biden, whose administration says an extensive Russian military buildup near Ukraine points to a potential invasion. Russia denies any intention of invading and says Washington and Kiev are ones stirring up the trouble. Putin has his hands in his own demands of binding assurance that Ukraine will not join NATO and that the Western alliance will not add forces in the states near Russia. That demand is a non-starter for Biden. A key principle of the NATO alliance is that membership is open to any qualifying country, and no outsider has membership veto power. While there is little prospect that Ukraine would be invited into the alliance anytime soon, the U.S. and its allies won't rule it out. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky Monday ahead of President Joe Biden's call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, during which he's expected to warn Russia of severe economic consequences should Russia go ahead with the invasion of Ukraine. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters that the United States remains committed to NATO's open door policy and that the alliance should remain ready to aspirants when they are ready. Ukraine, a former Soviet republic, now aspires to join the European Union as well as NATO. Again, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is speaking to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky ahead of President Joe Biden's call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.